Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I read an interesting My Word column in Friday's Times Standard, written by a person from McKinleyville. He first wondered why they needed another gas station in what he described as an already dangerous intersection in McKinleyville. I don't get to McKinleyville very often, so I don't know much about traffic patterns up there. His next target was the high gas prices on the North Coast. Now, except for working in service stations about 60 years ago, I know nothing about the fuel business, so I will not hit on someone in the business. Mike Renner has been a friend for many years, and I find it hard to believe he would be, along with his competitors, ripping us off by fraud and deceit, as the writer accused. I will have to admit, though, that I have often wondered why some places whose fuel has to be shipped to in more costly ways, that is, by truck as opposed to barge, can sell the fuel cheaper than they do up here. I know that California, as opposed to other states, levies more taxes on fuel, which of course brings up the prices. The complications of running a business are not always easily explained or shown on paper. I will agree with the writer when he took on the government and how complicated it has become, and in my opinion, how large it has become. We have generals wasting money on personal trips, other government officials doing the same. We have, as I've said before, government watchdog-style agencies such as the ones overseeing investments, allowing people to steal billions in the name of money management when, according to some informants, the agencies had been alerted but took no action. Most of our government officials, including our two presidential candidates, are very wealthy and don't give a rat's patootie about us down here. This writer suggested that we don't vote, but I don't agree with that. But as I've said before, I don't care for much as for either of the choices we have right now. Medicare, among other topics, is big in this campaign. I get calls or written questionnaires about Medicare. How can one answer these things if you don't understand the system? How can Medicare be improved? This or that question is asked with generic answer choices provided. I certainly don't know how to answer them. We read editorials for and against Obama and Romney and his vice presidential choice, and I just want to throw up my hands. Oh well, only 2.5 more months to go. I was going to say something about Jimmy Smith, but Fred Nelson did such a good job, I'll let it go at that. What are we going to do about a police chief? Merle is a great guy, and I agree that our new chief should be a local person, one who knows the area and its inhabitants, including the force as it stands now. I don't know Mr. Zanotti, but Len Johnson has been around a long time, and I've had good results in dealing with him. How about the great job our McKinleyville native John Jaso is doing up in Seattle with the Mariners? John caught the perfect game a week or so ago and is often highlighted in the sports section of the Times Standard. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.